Well, in a few minutes, Vance, I guess we'll see how about the only system we hit and used yet works. Everything else sure has worked mighty fine.
Right. Spacecraft's really working nicely. Okay, we're picking up panel two now. Still a little bit of the checklist. Your testing of the caution and warning system at the left-hand side of the panel on our TV. See the lights all flash on. You're doing it again. Timer showing up as a brilliant green in the upper left-hand part of the picture.
Roger. I got the camera kind of canted on you here, Vance.
Vance, Jim's going to go to box now.
Vance, how do you...
Roger. Read you loud and clear, Jim.
Okay, well, what we'll do, we'll be in box for the remainder of the pre-burn countdown. What we're waiting for is 54 minutes on our counter, or 20, which would be minus 6.
Jim, we hear clipping on your Vox. Could you adjust it so that you're coming in continuously all the time?
Okay, standby one. One, two, three, four, five. How's that, Beth?
Okay, that's better.
How do you read the CMP on Vox?
Jack, read you loud and clear.
Okay, fine. We're showing minus 8.5 minutes.
Roger, Houston copies.
Is that too close, Vance, or can you make out the SPS engine panel now?
we can see your fuel and oxidizer gauges and hydrogen and oxygen gauges at the top of the picture and the pugs, but it isn't coming in focus too well. It's a little dim.
Yeah, I think the problem is I'm about at 2 feet and it doesn't go down but to 4.
Right, we understand that's the panel right in front of your face. Focus is good enough that we can see the position of your 4 ball valves at the top of the picture for the big SBS engine.
Oh, what you like to watch, Vance? Hopefully you'll see the, or we'll see the two on the left here, set A, go on here directly. Minus 6 minutes. May bus ties 2 on. SBS helium valve 2 auto and checked auto power pole. DVC servo power is 1 AC 1 main A, 2 AC 2 main B.
AC 1 main A, AC 2 main B. Main bus times are on.
Okay, rotational power normal, number 2 AC.
Number 2 AC.
Direct 2 off.
Direct 2 off.
B mags, 3 at 1 rate 2.
At 1 rate 2.
Spacecraft control SCS.
Yes.
And arm your hand controller.
Right, C armed.
Okay, let's do a primary DVC check.
Ready, you ready to start primaries?
Okay, go ahead, primaries.
Okay, pitch 1, start.
Good.
Yaw 1, start.
That one's good.
Thumb wheel control. 0.96 plus 0.96 minus 0.23.
That's firm. Check up DVC.
DVC check. Okay.
Okay.
PMC.
See?
Trim returns to neutral.
Likewise on the translation controller.
Why? No MTVC.
No MTVC, okay.
Starting 2, spread.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Pitch 2, start.
Good.
Yaw 2, start.
Okay.
Oh, good. Good. Good trim control. Minus 0.96. Plus 0.96, minus 0.23.
Good.
MTVC. Mission control neutral. Back to trim.
Good.
To 0.
No MTVC.
No MTVC.
Okay.
Vmax mode, rate 2.
Station line control power 2, normal ACDC.
ACDC.
Back 2, main A, main B.
B.
Okay, Vmax, you got 3, rate 2. Okay, we'll proceed for final trim.
Bikes where we are.
Okay, B-Bank mode 3 at 1 rate 2.
At 1 rate 2.
Ample enter. Okay, we'll do the gimbal test off.
Okay, proceed.
Proceeding.
Plus 2. Minus 2. 0. Plus 2. 2. 0.
And we can hear and feel the engine gimbal as we do the test.
Okay, right.
FDI
scale.
Relay is cut in and trim is set.
FDI scale 5-5.
5-5.
Bring high and update the DET.
Time?
Let's check it.
Okay, we're coming up on 3 minutes. I'll give you a mark.
All right, on.
Mark, 3 minutes. DET is good.
Okay, we're set. At 58, we want double V thrust A to normal.
Jim Houston, you're looking good down here. Go for the burn.
Right,
Jack and Jim again. Over.
Okay.
Okay, Vance, I was going to
to show you one, if the folks might down there might be interested in how we find out how far we're away from the moon. I'm going to do that right now in program 21 here.
Okay.
I'm asking the computer how far away we are. And the computer is telling me we're 121,490 miles out.
Okay, that agrees fairly closely with our map on the wall.
I'm glad. That means you're tracking us too.
And if you didn't see our residuals, it was 1/10 X, 2/10 in Y, and 1/10 in Z, and the delta VC was minus 3.8.
Jack Houston, we show you down here 121,000 miles, 520 up. So I guess we all agree.
Okay, real good, Vance. What I'm going to do is give you a shot of Fred.
We can get all the wiring out of the way.
My problem here is when you move the TV around, this wire follows you like a snake here.
Yeah, we have Fred now. Looks like he has a lariat there, getting ready to rope the checklist.
That's only half of it. We have most of it hidden away. It's been pretty interesting doing all the camp work here to get a little extra training running the TV here, hopefully for when we get on the ground at Farmaro. The monitor does make it pretty easy, though.
All right. That's a real advantage in the cockpit. You're just a little bit dark. Looks like it might help to have the f-stop run down about one increment, see how it
Can't
comes
do it.
Out.
We're wide open.
Are you?
I think we're wide open now.
Yeah, we're wide open, Vance. Okay, does that help any, Vance?
Okay, it's reasonably good. We can make out Fred fairly well. Looks like he's in a shadow. Hey, that helps. You just turned up the lights, huh?
Yeah, we went fixed on the...
Okay, you're on candid camera.
We did notice one thing, Vance. You know that new fad with long hair? Won't work too well up here in space.
What was that one again?
I say you know the new fad with long hair?
Right.
It doesn't work too well up in space. You can't comb your hair up here.
Well, I guess you have to give up something. Well, at least it helps to try. We can see you trying to comb your hair there, Jim. Looks like your beards haven't come along to the point where you've had to use the razor, though.
Well, we've been debating that. We thought we'd take care of our beards tomorrow and make that one of our daily routines.
Take it that was a subtle hint, man.
No, we're not commenting on your appearance, Fred. I mean, nothing derogatory, I understand.
And, Vance, I thought we'd get a picture of Jack just so that all the girls know that he's still here. Say hello, Vance.
Yeah, we appreciate that. There he is. Big Jack.
Thank you.
Jack, you're in the shadow right now. We have a little bit of interference from your window, which is very bright. So we can't, I think you're smiling, but it's a little hard to tell. Hey, there we go. Incidentally, we've been getting all kinds of bits of information to pass up to you. We've had baseball scores coming in, basketball. Somebody said there are 220 days, shopping days left till Christmas. It was a tie between Littler and Casper after 72 holes, and there's going to be a playoff Monday, we understand.
Oh, sounds good.
Might be interested in knowing is what you do after the burn in the way of configuring switches back. We heard you go through the checklist, but I guess right now, basically, you probably have all the switches back in position and you're in a mode to continue on with what does the flight plan say? You're going to be doing cislunar navigation. So, Jack, you'll be down in the LEB, is that correct?
That's right, Vance. I'll be going down there shortly.
Okay, the TV now is all but black. Looks like it must be pointing into a shadow.
What he's doing there, he's trying to give you one more shot of the moon, and right now it's setting up the maneuver to have the optics calibration attitude.
Roger.
Yeah, what I'd wanted to point out, I don't know if it's apparent, but to show the advantage of doing all the dumps just before the burn, we're looking again at the same scene over quad one at the moon, and now you don't see all the sparkly frozen particles out there anymore. We've sort of run off and left them.
Rog, we don't see anything out there anymore in the way of particles leaving the spacecraft. We'd suggest maybe you zoom the moon in a little bit again so we can see the shape of it better.
That's perfect.